Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. It's Vlad Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. Wednesday, hump day. Yep, as you can see. Pitt has managed to stay alive in the ACC tournament, getting past the first round, barely. But by the time you probably do this podcast, Pitt probably will either beaten or lost to Virginia. So I can't really give my thoughts on the game, but like I say, it's the rubber match. It's game three. Pitt's beaten them before, and maybe some of that magic of playing in New York will carry over and Pitt can move on the next round. Because if they do, they clinch a 500 season. At seven, you know, it'd be 17-16 instead of 16-17. The game itself last night is Georgia Tech. Pretty ugly game for the most part. I thought it was great that they actually led for the first half, because I figured the wheels would come off in the second half, which we'll get to in a minute. But, you know, big ups to Josh Pastner. I mean, he got eight conference wins out of this team. They finished 17-15 on the year. If you think about that, that's pretty big for them, getting those many wins. I mean, they finished 17-15, over 500. You know, Pastner, he had a decent career at Memphis. I mean, it's John Calipari is a hard act to follow. I mean, he left after taking the Memphis to the finals, and they were probably seconds away from winning that national championship if they would just foul up 3 points. But they allowed the three, and free throw shooting came back to haunt them, and they ended up they gave Kansas and Bill Self their national championship. Kansas hasn't done much since then. But he had winning records at Memphis. He didn't make the tournament the last 2 years. You know, but they still hovered above water. But, you know, it's hard going from John Calipari to a Josh Pastner, because Calipari has got the recruiting swagger. He can bring in the players. He leaves, you still got, you know, his assistant Pastner, but it's not the same. You know, Calipari can close, and obviously Pastner can't, but I think, you know, Pastner did have some, he had some decent players at Memphis at one point. But people said before the season began that they would finish dead last in the ACC because, you know, the roster was just bad. But he did pretty well. As far as the game goes, I mean, both teams shot 30th percentile in field goal percentage. You know, Pitt shot 30.9, Tech 35.5. 3-point percentage was pretty bad as well, in the 20s for both. Free throws, Pitt hit two more free throws than Tech did. Pitt was 13-17 from the line. Tech was 11-17 from the line. So think about that. So it was two free throws. Extra ones made a big difference. Other than that, not much else to go off of. Both teams combined for over almost 80 rebounds. Pitt had 30 defensive rebounds, 8 offensive. Tech had 12 offensive, 28 defensive. So Pitt, I mean, 30 boards on, you know, that tells you right there how bad Tech was shooting. But obviously, second half, Pitt fell behind by 4 points. They were down 41-37 And then Sheldon Jeter was laying on the floor writhing in pain, of course, to some people. And of course, Kevin Stallings, as they were going to look after him, looks over at somebody. One of his, it turns out to be one of his players, and which happened to be Ryan Luther, and tells him, "God damn it, would you get in the effing game?" Well, he didn't say effing, but you know, he said the actual F word itself. And of course, it went viral, naturally. And he had some sites like Barstool who modified it to make it look like he was yelling at Sheldon Jeter, just so they can get page hits, retweets, and all that. Which is one thing you kind of annoys you with, social media, blogosphere, and all that, where they modify stuff to get themselves attention, and they got what they wanted, which was crappy. But everybody's had their hot takes over this. For one thing, let's be real here. He told Ryan Luther to get his act together in the game, to nicely put it. He wasn't calling him dumb, stupid, an MF-er, any of that. He wasn't calling him names. He was just telling him to get with it. That's it. And it's like, it's and some people are saying, well, gee, Jamie never did that. Jamie never, you know, cursed or whatever. Here's the thing. All coaches do things differently. They're wired differently. Just because one person does it doesn't mean it's always going to be the right way, and everybody else has to do it. People have their own way of doing things. I mean, we just saw Jim Boeheim talk about how bad playing Greensboro is. He doesn't give a shit what people think. So you got stuff like that. I mean, every coach, you know, is wired differently. They talk differently. I mean, supposedly Stallings is cursed more than any other, you know, coach we've had. I mean, Pederduzzi curses. I mean, he screams. But we call that blue-collar toughness, whereas Stallings, some people don't like it. Mainly because they don't like him. And it gives them another reason to hate him, is what it is. Because God forbid he curses. So, like I said, growing up as a kid, I mean, I played Little League. I played basketball for a Catholic school. Coaches used to curse there, too. I got cursed at. That in baseball, too. I mean, some of these people, I wish they never saw a Little League game when I played. We'd all be in foster homes by the third inning. how some of the coaches and parents behaved. We all be in foster homes now these days. So, after that, Pitt went on to beat Tech. So, you could call that that moment in time the turning point of the game where Pitt just got their act together and pulled it off. Although it was pretty funny towards the end where, you know, we were thinking Jamel Aris was going to miss free throws on purpose just so Tech can come back and win. But, you know, they pulled together, and, you know, the post-game press conferences, you know, Stallings' parents said, you know, yeah, I said it. You know, I don't care if it upset him or not, but, you know, you know, They want me to push them, you know, curse if yell at them and doing all that pushes them to be their best, and so be it. I mean, you know, is cursing at your players unnecessary? Probably, but for some, that's just how they are, you know. And some players will either respond to it, or some will just, well, they'll, you know, they'll just filter it out, say forget it. They'll just check out. So I don't think Kevin Stallings really committed some sort of heinous crime from doing what he did. But you got some people who act like he, you know, he kicked somebody's kitten. So, in the end, all he did was tell his player just to get an effing game. That's it. So, but as for the team itself, I mean, they seem like they're kind of together. Jamal Waters says they want to, you know, they want to come out and compete, and they want to, you know, move on. And I would love to believe him. I really would, but it's hard. You know, but you can't fault them. I mean, at least they tried in this tournament. They won a game at least. So they tried. And 8 o'clock tonight, we'll see what happens. And who knows, maybe we'll see some more of some more sound bites from Kevin Stallings. So let's hope for the best and hail to Pitt.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.